Guided by the five principles of soil health, the Mansheim family, near Winner, has been able to reduce their inputs while achieving steady and increasing profitability. Van Mansheim believes healthy soils are more resilient than soils under stress from tillage, lack of crop diversity, and exposure to the ravages of variable weather. He says soil health brings steady to higher crop yields, especially with added enterprises from diverse crops and the addition of livestock.
The biggest thing that we notice is our inputs have really decreased. We're not running across the fields as much since we've totally gotten rid of tillage. We don't need that expense of that equipment. We're not burning that fuel. We don't have the man hours. And also with the inputs of fertilizers and herbicides and chemicals, we've just been able to slowly decrease those over the years and sort of wean ourselves off of those inputs. And that just goes to the bottom line.
One example of diminished inputs is the elimination of fungicides on small grains. Mansheim attributes this to soil residue preventing raindrops from splashing soil and disease inoculants onto vegetation. The addition of custom grazing of crop residues and bale grazing has also increased revenue for the operation.
That was just another entity that we brought to the land. God made that cow to cycle nutrients, to bring biology to that landscape. It just seems to work so much well with our soils by having those livestock out there, and I really value the importance of it.
By focusing on soil health, farmers and ranchers are better able to reap the economic benefits from reduced inputs and greater productivity. I'm Pam Geppert reporting for the South Dakota Soil Health Coalition.